Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
iUrban Teen is a nationally recognized STEM and arts nonprofit for students of color. The nonprofit was founded in Vancouver, Washington, and it's now headquartered in Portland. Dina Pierrot started iUrban Teen 10 years ago and has since expanded to offering programs to underrepresented youth in Seattle, Los Angeles, Houston, and Northern California. I spoke to Pierrot about her work, its impact, and how the community continues to support iUrban Teen.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the organization started?
I sure can. I love telling this story. You know, I started it because, gosh, over 12 or 13 years ago or more, I was a commissioner here in the state of Washington on the Governor's Commission on African American Affairs. And all of our ethnic commissions were talking about the opportunity gap issue, especially for male youth of color who were not graduating high school, you know, falling through the cracks, marginalization, all of those things that can happen. Clearly no clear pathways or support mechanisms in place. And so I immediately started looking into my community, at the time was Vancouver, Washington, to see what I can do to put a dent, you know, in this divide. And then I was asked to participate on a Chief Information Officer Council in Portland, Oregon. And so when I went to the very first meeting, I walked into the room and I was it for diversity. It was a room full of white men. And so when I sat down, I started thinking, I said, okay, so over here we have these youth that are being marginalized, disenfranchised, et cetera. But here in this room is where the opportunities are. So how can I bridge this divide? And so 6 months later, I launched iUrban Teen with the help of some of those men in the room who were still supporters of iUrban Teen, because they saw a need, just as I did as well, to create these pathways for students into STEM and other type of careers that they choose, whatever spark that we create for them and help them along that pathway.
Very cool. Right. So iUrban Teen offers, you say, career-focused education to underrepresented teens. What kind of programs do youth have access to through iUrban Teen, and what do they get out of it?
Wow. You know, when we first started, we were just having STEM tours, our summit in Portland, and then we started having them in Seattle. They were a full day of experiences where they could see what a career in different fields, in healthcare, in environmental sciences, in technology, in engineering, what that looked like, hands-on experience, fast-paced workshops, et cetera. Then we expanded and started having STEM tours where we would take students to different companies so they can see firsthand what's the culture of that organization, what are some of the careers there, the people there, those type of things, those other experiences. And then we started expanding to having more programming. So we have a series of after-school programs we have our coding programs, our iCode program. We have GIS mapping and machine learning. We have advanced manufacturing supply chain. We have our writing classes that include creative writing, technical writing, screenwriting. We have our engineering camps now. We have our iSpeak program that gives kids the confidence in public speaking, but also how to use your voice for negotiating, for interviewing, those life skills, you know, they're anchored in with them. We also have our iTrades program exposes kids to careers in skill trades, because not everyone wants to take the path of working in an office or doing technology. A lot of kids want to get out and do more hands-on work, such as the trades. We also are just starting a new program in partnership with Microsoft that is for over 18 crowds, so for young adults and older, that is a support engineer opportunity, you know, where we provide 120 hours worth of training. Then they can get certified via Microsoft and actually get employed in careers that are paying $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year. I'm really excited about that program that we're going to launch. We're going to have our first pilot in the latter part of October.
Wow, that's really exciting. So impressive.
I really love the work that we do. And the other thing with us is that we're family centered. So you might come to our events, any of our events. You might see grandparents with that teen. You might see parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, big brother, big sister. So I always say you honor the family by inviting them in to the organization and to the program. Have them help co-design some of these things that they feel is best suited for their students or for their youth. So, yeah, we've always been family. I think we have probably one of the strongest family engagement programs than others that I know of.
There's an aspect I want to ask about. You touched on it a little bit, helping to address the shortcomings in the school system. Can you talk about how iUrban Teen addresses that?
Well, you know, the thing that we do that I feel is very impactful is more of the social emotional learning pieces, you know, that we do. We build a sense of community, a sense of safety for these students. And we also have enough people in our network to help with even mentoring if needed of different programs. We offer math classes, you know, we have languages, we have all of these things that'll help supplement what they're maybe missing in school. The most important thing for me too is when we have our events, we always ask the students at the end of the day, what did we do right by you? And where did we miss the mark? So what did we do right? There's so many rights. But when I hear those students say, I felt valued, that's when I know that we hit the mark. Yes, we want them to know about all these different opportunities. We want them to get the experience in that opportunity, but more so, we want them to feel that they belong to something and they're in a nurturing environment where they matter and where they're seen.
And has iUrban Teen had to adapt or make changes to programs because of the pandemic? Obviously, that's impacted students in a pretty big way.
Yes, we did. Last year, we had to. When all of this first started, you know, we were a little ahead of the game because we started canceling all of our programs that were in person. Within 2 weeks, we created an online platform, our iUrbanTeen.online platform, where we had all of these different programs that they can take online, you know. And for even for some of the students that did not have computers, we would actually pull from our fund and purchase a laptop for them to use so they can take our classes online. So we offered all types of programs. When we opened that online platform up, it was so successful. We started getting students from London, from Tanzania, from Brazil, from Korea, all over the world that was signing on to take our programs that were live with real instructors, no recorded anything. They were building these relationships with other students from around the world.
Wow, that's really remarkable to be able to expand in a time of, you know, contraction in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so it was an amazing year for us. However, I really miss the in-person, the connecting with the students in live sessions, because in our live sessions, the teens are learning in a groupthink type of collaboration or paired learning. We never send them off by themselves somewhere and say, okay, now learn this. It's always in a group collective where they're learning how to build relationships. They're learning how to communicate. They're learning how to work in a team. So that's what I miss most from the in-person to the virtual, because yes, they were building strong relationships with our instructors and other students and all, but it's not like being there in person.
Well, I know there's a fundraiser for iUrban Teen coming up very soon. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. This is our biggest fundraiser for the year. And it's important for us because everything that we do for these youth is free. We never charge because I never want cost to be a barrier for these families to be able to participate. So we give first-class, first-rate sessions all for free. But we need to fundraise to make sure that we can continue on this path. Yes, we get grants, but they're usually restricted to only one thing that we can do. So with this Give More 24 campaign, that's an annual day of giving, that's where we can do a lot of our other things, that we can do our, what we call our Bridge the Gap Fund, where we can afford to buy a laptop for a student in need. And especially for this Bridge the Gap program, it goes to fund our students who are actually graduating high school and going to college. But a lot of times, they don't have enough money to even get to their campus if it's across the country, you know, or for their books, or for bus passes, or for a laptop. So this Bridge the Gap Fund that we're hoping we raise, you know, big dollars in this campaign will help fund that and be a cushion for those students. So it's GiveMore24. The website is givemore24.org. And then you can just search for iUrbanTeen, two words, iUrbanTeen, and go straight to our page. And we have a couple of organizations that have created matches. So if we get enough donations in, then it can make that match and we can get those match dollars as well. So again, this is our biggest fundraiser for the year. GiveMore24.org. Do a search for iUrbanTeen, two words, and make a donation. Every dollar counts.
So you are obviously a very accomplished person, and you've created a very successful nonprofit. Have you encountered misconceptions when doing this kind of work? Are there aspects that you find the general population might misunderstand?
Well, for me, to be honest and be totally transparent, it's always been difficult to be a woman of color, to be a Black female in this space, in this whole tech and STEM space. I was actually honored by President Obama for this program in 2013 and was invited back three more times during his presidency because of this program. But even then, we weren't funded at all. You know, and I mentioned that in the White House when they were asking what were some of our challenges. And I said, well, to be honest, mine is funding. I'm a woman of color with a program that's making an impact in the community, but I'm not funded. However, we're here for the long game. You know, our youth are so used to people coming into the community, cherry picking, and then they're gone. That's not us. I could pull a rabbit out of my hat like nobody can. And I was pulling rabbits out for 9 years. It wasn't until Bobby Wagner of the Seahawks learned about us, and he made us his nonprofit of choice with the Seahawks. And it was a contest. He won the contest, and so those dollars came to us. That was the first time that we ever had that kind of funding, you know, and all. And then, thankfully, other organizations heard about us, found out, and started sponsoring or giving us grants, which has kept us afloat. But again, this campaign is one of our biggest ones, you know, that we do every year with the Southwest Community Foundation that hosts the Give More 24 program. So I would say my biggest challenges or the misconceptions is that a woman of color can create something this dynamic. Well, a woman of color did create something this dynamic.
Yeah. And so if our listeners are interested in learning more about iUrbanTeen or the fundraiser, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way, one, bookmark our website. It's www.iUrbanTeen.org. They can sign up for our newsletter. They can make donations directly on that page. But however, for this campaign for Give More 24, you actually have, no, wait a minute. I think we have a button now that directs you right to the Give More 24 page on our main site. If you click donate, I think it goes straight there. So again, the website, iUrbanTeen.org, or the Give More 24 site, givemore24.org, and then do a search for our page. That's two words, iUrbanTeen.
Very cool. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything I haven't covered?
Well, you know, I think just the final thoughts are for people to understand, you know, how important it is to help create a pathway for our next generation of students coming into this space. And, you know, I also will say that with iUrbanTeen, you know, we have an intentional reach, and I say intentional reach, to male youth of color. However, more than 50% of our attendees now in the various cities that we're in, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Houston, are girls. We also work with youth with disabilities. We have a lot of our students that are on the spectrum. We also have low opportunity white youth in our program. We don't turn away any child that wants to participate and learn. I can't fathom turning away any child. So So I think, well, for me, I want people to understand the impact that organizations like IURB and TEEN, and there's others, the impact that we're doing and making in the lives of these youth, and they can as well. They don't have to create a program like mine. They can just help support a program like mine.
Well, Dina, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I feel honored to have Beyond KBOO today.
I've been speaking with Dina Pureau, the founder of IURB and TEEN. IURB and TEEN is a nonprofit aimed at giving students of color career-focused educational opportunities. The organization is part of the Give More 24 fundraiser put on by the Community Foundation for Southwest Washington. It runs through midnight on Thursday, September 23rd. More information can be found online at iurbanteen.org. I'm Althea Billings. You're listening to KBOO News in Depth.